Welcome to the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast, where we help you start and grow a successful blog. And now your host, Andre Vaughn.
The cheapest way to start a blog, along with some pros and cons and possible mistakes. The one thing that you're going to have to do first, you're going to have to choose a free blogging platform, obviously. So the pros to that is there's no initial investment required. It's easy setup process, no technical knowledge needed. And that's going to be a place such as WordPress.com, LinkedIn, Medium, Tumblr, places like that. The cons with that is limited customization options, branding restrictions. It may not look as professional. Mistakes you can make is overlooking the platform's terms of service, which could lead to account suspension or loss of content. So anytime you get on any of these sites, these free sites, make sure you read their terms of service. All right, utilizing the free hosting platform. The pros is zero hosting costs, suitable for small scale blogs. Simple setup. The cons, limited bandwidth and storage. And that's important. Also, slower loading times for potential unreliable service. The mistakes, not backing up content regularly. You risk losing data if the hosting service fails. So you got to keep that in mind. All right, the third thing is use the website themes that's offered. No need to purchase premium themes if you are trying to find a cheap way to start a blog. There are a wide variety of options available. Quick customizations. The cons of that is limited features compared to the premium themes. May not perfectly align with the branding of your entire brand. So your social media colors and just the whole colors of your entire brand. The mistakes of using the free website themes, choosing a theme solely based on aesthetics without considering functionality and responsiveness. Fourth thing is opt for free content management systems. The pros of that is no software purchase necessary, user-friendly interface, extensive community support. The cons to that is limited scalability for complex websites and potential security vulnerabilities. Mistakes could be neglecting to update the CMS regularly. That's the content management system, leaving the site vulnerable to hacks and malware. So you got to keep that in mind when you're using a free CMS. Leveraging free content creation tools. The pros to that is no need to invest in expensive software, wide range of free tools available, user-friendly interface. The cons to that is limited features compared to premium tools may lack advanced functionality. The mistakes of that is relying solely on free tools without exploring paid options that could enhance productivity and quality. Next thing is utilizing free stock images and graphics when you are finding a cheaper route to start a blog. The pros of that is it's a cost effective way to enhance the visuals, vast libraries of high quality images. Well, there's a vast library of high quality images available. The cons of that is limited selection compared to premium stock sites, risking of using overused or low quality images. Mistakes, not checking the usage rights and licenses on these pictures that you're getting and leading to potential legal issues over copyright infringement. All right, the next thing is when it comes to cheap blog is finding a way to start a cheap blog, engaging in free content promotion. The pros of that is no advertising costs, potential for organic growth through social media and SEO. The cons of that is time consuming to build an audience organic, may not yield immediate results. Spamming, it's a mistake that could be made from engaging in free content promotion. Spamming social media platforms with promotional content could alienate potential followers. So you got to keep that in mind. Network and collaborate with other bloggers. This is a cost-effective way, and this is the pros. Cost-effective way to expand your reach and gain exposure, opportunities. This is an opportunity for mutual promotion. The cons of that, it requires time and effort to build relationships. May not always lead to significant growth. This is also why you should be building social media platforms elsewhere. I would recommend one or maybe two to use with your blog. I personally would say Pinterest, Facebook, or Reddit, or something like that, but definitely Pinterest. The mistakes of networking and collaborating with other bloggers is approaching collaboration solely for personal gain without offering value to other partners. You have to have something of value. You should always come with something of value, something that you can offer, something where you can make another blogger's life better. The ninth thing in trying to find out what's the cheapest way to start a blog is monetizing using affiliate marketing with ads. Monetize using affiliate marketing and ads. The pros: potential to earn passive income without creating products. No upfront cost to join affiliate programs. The cons of that is income can be inconsistent, may require high traffic volume to generate insignificant revenue. Let me read that again. The cons of that is the income can be inconsistent, may require high traffic volume to generate significant incomes, not insignificant revenue. Significant revenue. All right, the mistakes of monetizing using affiliate marketing and ads. So overloading the blog with ads, sacrificing the UX, which is user experience, for monetization, which could deter visitors. They'll run right off that site if there's too many ads. Regularly, and this is the last thing, regularly analyze and optimize performance. The pros: essential for understanding audience behavior and improving content strategy. Many free analytic tools available. The cons of that is time consuming to analyze the data effectively, may require technical knowledge to interpret metrics accurately. Possible mistakes from regularly analyzing and optimizing the performance of the blog is focusing solely on vanity metrics like page views, overlooking more meaningful indicators like engagement, conversion rates. So yeah, you can, there's cheap ways to start a blog, but it all depends on what you're trying to do. I can't say that it's a bad thing for you. I would prefer getting a WordPress blog, and that's WordPress.org. Going to a site like going and buying hosting for a site so you can get a domain for your site, and that way you can control everything. But I understand that may not be an option for everyone. And starting off, if you have to go to the cheap way, LinkedIn, you could go on WordPress.com, Medium, and there's so many others where you can start a blog a cheap way.
Thanks for listening to the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast at www.nichebloggingtips.com.